but it's the message the Bible presents from beginning to end. Our sin is not just an annoyance to God. The sin of humanity has resulted in inestimable suffering. God does not overlook the anger we unleash, the abuse we inflict, the suffering we disregard, the injustice we ignore. A holy God cannot simply hide his eyes or cover his ears to such sin. Its victims scream for justice, and God's compassion provides what his righteousness requires through Jesus' sacrifice. Since the Son of God had no sin, his willingness to suffer on a cross and accept the penalty we deserve is far beyond any recompense that humanity could provide. Christ's righteousness so overbalances our unrighteousness that his sacrifice is sufficient to compensate for the sin of the entire world and of all ages. Romans 5 verses 15 through 19, Hebrews 9 verses 26 through 28, 1 Peter 3 verse 18, and 1 John 2:2. God accepted Jesus' sacrifice as a substitute for our punishment. 1 Peter 2:24. He paid the debt to justice we could not pay. Psalm 47 verses 7 through 9 and Titus 2 verses 11 through 14. His suffering atones for and covers our wrongs. 1 John 4:10. His death rescues us from the hell we deserve. Galatians chapter 3 verses 13 through 14. For those of us who wrestle with guilt, Christ's provision is amazingly good news. In prison, my brother David cannot pay the debt for crimes he has committed any more than we who are guilty of sin can clear the debt we owe a holy God for breaking his law. Yet because Jesus came to pay our spiritual debt despite our spiritual destitution, David and you and I can live with hearts free of shame. Christ's righteousness. Christ's sacrifice satisfies divine justice. Romans 5, verses 20 through 26. My spiritual status becomes just as if I had never sinned. Isaiah 1:18. Theologians refer to God's declaration of this new holy status as justification. Justification results from an amazing exchange that took place on the cross of Christ. He took our sin on himself and consequently provided us with his righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21 and 1 Peter 3:18. He became like us, sinful, so that we could become like him, holy. Christ's great provision for sin allows me to confess the magnitude of my brother's sin, and mine and yours. All people.